I'm going to take a real lesson this morning out of the 10th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 10. And this is, again, still another add-on of thoughts of the things that I've been preaching on, I guess, for the last month. But as the Lord directs these things, I just try to present them as He gives them to me. It's no doubt of obvious importance that we have these things, and it's important for us as a people and as a church, and that these things that I've been trying to preach on for the last month or so, that they all seem to me, in my studies, they all just seem to run together. They're all just so much tied together. I'm going to take my reading lesson, like I said, from the 10th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. I'm going to start reading verse 12. It says, "And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all His ways, and to love Him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and His statutes, which I command thee this day before thy God, for thy good. Behold, the heaven and the heavens of heavens is the Lord's thy God, the earth also with all that therein is. Only the Lord hath delight in thy fathers to love them, and He chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. For the Lord your God is God of gods, and Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and terrible, which regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. He doth execute the judgment of the fatherless and widow, and loveth the stranger, and giving him food and raiment. Love ye therefore the stranger, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave and swear by his name. He is thy praise, and he is thy God, that hath done for thee things great and terrible things which thine eyes have seen." I'm going to stop my reading there. And if I had a thought this morning, it would be a thought on fear factor. When I know several years ago we had a youth retreat, and that was the theme of our youth retreat, was fear factor. Thinking about the things of God and the fear that only, I guess, the Lord can bring into our lives and into our minds through and by the reading of His Word and following Him and doing His will. Knowing and understanding God is what I believe gives us that fear, that reverence, and that awe that we've been talking about for the last few weeks. This is, I guess, another part of it that we may have mentioned, but I guess to get into a little bit more detail, thinking about when you think about the fear of God, it's speaking here in our reading very clearly how that Israel was instructed. The Lord God doth require thee but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in His ways and to love Him and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and His statutes, which I command thee this day. And it says, for thy good. Everything that God has done and orchestrated, set forth in His Word, all of His commandments and directions for our life, everything that He has said was for our good. His commandments that He put forth in His Word was all put there for us and for our good, that it would point us to Christ, that it would lead us to Christ, and that we might be saved as we follow on over into the old, into the New Testament. But in this reading here, God directed His people Israel, and He directed them in everything that they were supposed to do. When they was when He took them out of bondage from Egypt, He delivered them out of the hands of Pharaoh and all of Egypt, and He gave them everything that they were supposed to do. He provided everything they were supposed to eat, their drink, their clothing, everything that they needed, God provided for them. And what He told them to do, everything that He told them to do, was for their good. When He told them to go into these cities and take these cities, and they would come back and say, you know, that there was giants in there, He wasn't telling them to go in there and to take these cities that they might lose their lives. He was going in there to tell them to take these cities, and it was for their good, for all the things that that God was in charge, that what He would tell them to do was for their good. And, you know, I feel today that everything that He directs in our lives, there's a reason and a purpose. If the Lord has directed the church to do something, if He has directed us to do something or say something, it's for our good. And it has not changed one bit. We still serve the same God that they served. And as He speaks to us, you know, we can know and understand. But, you know, as I was thinking about this, I think about... Does the fear of God affect us, how we serve Him? Does the fear of God in our lives and our how we address God, how we look at Him, how we reverence Him, what plane that we put Him on in our lives, in our mind, and in our heart, how does that affect us as far as our service to Him? Does it have a great, do we have a great deal of respect and awe of God? Do we just have it when we come into the church house? Do we try to lift up holy hands and give a great deal of respect and awe to God when we walk in the church doors and then when we go out? Does that awe and that responsibility of ourselves to God, does it leave our minds and our hearts and our thoughts and we go back out and live in the world? You know, it's one of those things. I guess it would be easy to do, and I was thinking, you know, do we do the things that we do because we're either afraid to do it or we're afraid not to do it? I know, growing up, you know, I guess I can go back to my childhood, and you think about how. I know how my parents, you know, they would tell me not to do something. And if I did it, that there was going to be consequences, and I knew those consequences. I knew what it was going to be. And so when I did something or when I did not do something there was a fear involved. There was a fear factor involved. It was a fear of repercussion of what was going to happen to me if I didn't do what they told me to do or if I did what they told me not to do. There was something involved there that you know, that little thing in my head says, you better not do that, you're going to get in trouble. Or you better do what they told you to do, you know? And so often, so many times, I got in trouble for either way, for doing what they told me not to do or not doing what they told me to do. So I can go back into my own childhood, and I can know exactly these things, you know, but my thought is this morning, do we serve God out of reverence and fear because we're afraid of what will happen to us? I believe there are some that are reverent, and they're afraid to do or not to do because they're afraid, they're still reverence to God. They're afraid of the circumstances of their life. They want, not necessarily that they feel, I believe, that things is going to be good. And I say this in a manner that we live in a world today that they think that God is supposed to just bless them beyond measure and give them everything they want. You know? And many people don't believe in God because, you know, they hadn't been blessed and they hadn't been given everything. But do we serve God because there is a reverence and an awe to know that He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings? Do we serve Him because or do we serve Him like they did in the Old Testament, where the people of Israel, they were told to do something and they did that, and the reason they did it was because they knew they was going to be killed. They knew that if they picked up sticks on the seventh day and somebody caught them picking up sticks on the seventh day, that they was going to be taken out and they was going to be stoned. They was going to be killed. It all boils down to our relationship with God. To a relationship that we have on a personal basis. You know, from the very beginning of time, from the very beginning, God wanted to have a relationship with man. From the very beginning in the garden, He put Eve and Adam in that garden and to have a relationship with them. And He spoke with them in the cool of the day. You know, He spoke with them. And also, He knowed when they sinned. He knew that they would sin. That's the reason that before the foundation of time, that He put a plan of salvation into effect, that His Son would come and die for the sins of man. He knew what man would do, but He's always wanting to have a relationship with us. He's always wanted us to be close to Him. But I guess it's one of these things that do we serve God because we know that we're supposed to? Do we come in here and do we, because it's Sunday morning, we come in here, we know we're supposed to be here. And we know we're following God's Word. And we need to be here. I want to come to church because I'm afraid of the consequences of what might happen to me, what might go on, what might happen to those that I love if I don't serve God. Well, that's an all right motive. I believe God respects that. But also, you know, in this reading here this morning, in this first verse, it says, "And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in His ways, and to love Him?" There's an aspect there that God wanted His people to know that He was in charge, that He was God, that He was in control, that He could do what He wanted to because He was Lord of Lords and King of Kings. But He wanted to have a relationship with His people. He wanted truly to bless them. He wanted truly for them to make a choice to love Him. He wanted them to love Him for what He was, Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Their great deliverer, the one that delivered them out of bondage and took them out of that bondage of slavery. He wanted them to love Him for that. Yes, there was a aspect of fear, and I think that it's a healthy thing for each and every one of us to know and understand that we serve an Almighty God, and that there should be a reverence and an awe and a fear in our worship for Him. We should take these things upon our heart when we sing songs and when we pray. When we come into service in the mornings, as our hearts right before God, we should take these things into consideration, not because of me or for my part, but because we have come in to serve the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, the Almighty God, the one that deserves our reverence. The one that deserves our all, deserves our love, deserves everything from us. And that's why God, you know, you look back at all the Old Testament books in Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy In Exodus and all these different things, there were so many different external observances that was given to the people of Israel that they had to follow and do. You know, and they did these things, and they did these things many times because of the fear of God, because they feared God. And then when they chose not to do these things, the Lord would come down and He would smite them. He would smite them with plagues, and there would be thousands killed because they chose not to give God the reverence and all that He deserved. They chose not to love Him. They chose not to serve Him. It's important that we, as God's people, give, we love and to the highest degree, that we respect to the highest degree, that we give reverence to the highest degree when we serve God. It's our duty, it's responsibility. You know, all those different Old Testament things, you know, circumcision and what to eat and what not to eat and all these observances that they did, that was something that was commanded. But you know, love was something that he didn't command. He's never commanded somebody to love Him. Well, He does. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, all thy sight. That's a command that He gives. But He can't make somebody do it. We have a heart and a mind of our own. You know, if we want to serve God and love God, then we can do that. And we should do that because we're commanded to do that. But you know, if we decide that we don't want to, God doesn't make us. But there's circumstances, there's repercussions to everything. Just like I said, when I was a child, I knew what I was supposed to do according to what my parents told me that I should do or I shouldn't do. And there was repercussions if I did or I did not do what they told me to do. Same thing works with God. But God wants us to love Him. Love Him in the highest degree. You know, you think about the Old Testament priest. When once a year they went into the holiest of holies, and on that day to atone for the sins of all the people. Just imagine, I want us all to think about this morning. Just imagine if we walk, every time we walked in the doors of the church, that we had a rope tied to our legs, as they did, and when they went in, if their hearts and their minds and everything was not right, the Lord would kill them. There was a rope tied around their legs that if everything wasn't right with them before God, then He would smite them in there. And that rope was on there so they could pull them out. You know, there was bells, pomegranate bells on the ephod of the high priest's robe that when they went in and when he was sprinkling that blood upon the altar and upon the mercy seat, those bells would ring and if those bells stopped ringing and they stopped chiming, they would know something. Those priests that were outside the veil, they would know something was wrong. And that rope was tied to their leg so they could pull them out because they couldn't enter or they would die also. There was a fear there. First and foremost, you know, am I going to make it in and make it out? Is my heart right before God? Have I done the things that I'm supposed to? Have I cast the sins of my people upon this altar pleasing to God? Have I done all the ordinances? Have I done everything like I'm supposed to do? There's a reverence and an awe and a fear upon these high priests that went in there, going in there once a year to atone for the sins of all the people. That would have been, can you imagine those saying, you'd want to be prayed up before you went in there, wouldn't you? You'd want to be prayed up. And You know, their relationship with God had to be pretty good. It had to be pretty good. Our relationship with God needs to be like that. We need to be prayed up, and we need to be to the point that that we serve God. We serve Him out of fear, but we serve Him out of love, because we respect Him and we awe Him because He is God. But we love Him, and we want to serve Him. We look over into the book of 1 John. In the fourth chapter, in a few verses here we'll read, in 16th verse through 18th, it says, "And we have known and believed the love of God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect fear casteth out love, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." So what does that say to us in that 18th verse here? First of all, it's talking about up here in the 16th about God dwelling with us, dwelling in us. You can look over into the 15th chapter, I believe, of the book of John, and it talks about abiding in the vine. We are to abide in Christ, Christ in us, in our lives. And, you know, when we are abiding in Christ, and when we are following and doing the things of His Word, when we're seeking and praying for the direction of ourselves and our family and our children, our grandchildren, and our lives and our church, when we're seeking for direction and guidance in all these different aspects, and the Lord is with you, and that relationship is right there, it's a good thing. And when you're doing these things, there is not any fear. When you're serving God the way that you're supposed to be serving God, the fear, even though that you have a reverence and awe, and that you know that God is God, and that if He wanted to take you home at any time, He could take you home. But that there's not a fear in a serving God with all your heart, and seeking God to do His will with all your will, to know God and to seek God. There's no fear in that, because that's what He wants. He wants that relationship from us. That reading over in the 15th chapter, I believe, of the book of John. Yes. Verses 4 and 5, it says, "Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing." I believe most of us that are here today honestly know that we're very limited to what we can do within ourselves. That we need the Lord's help in each and everything that we do. It's important that we know that. All these sermons that I've been preaching for the last month, It's so focused and it's so centered on God being God. On us, we as God's people, knowing that He is God and what His rightful place is and what our place is towards Him. It's so important that we know that. And I think we do, but we just often, we get caught up in the world. We get caught up in day-to-day life, and And one thing happens to another, and you know, I was thinking about when we watch TV, is there stuff that comes on that causes us to blush? That offends us? I know if you watch TV, it does. It's all over it. It's all over everything. Does it? Does the fear of God ever penetrate our thoughts or our minds for what we're reading or what we're doing or what we're watching? Does the awe and the reverence of God ever come to our minds while we're doing things? Or is there shame and is there reproach upon our hearts and our minds when we're doing something we know we shouldn't be? You know, there used to be a time that, and it hadn't been long ago, that, you know, if just some of the commercials that shown on TV right now was shown back then, people would just turn their TV off and unplug it. They wouldn't even watch it again. Because there was, I believe that there was a fear of what God would think of them for watching it. I believe that there was a reverence and awe to God, that they wanted to keep themselves holy before the Lord Almighty, that they wouldn't do it. I believe it weighed upon people's hearts and minds the righteousness that was supposed to be revealed in our lives. And it doesn't make any difference if there's anybody around you watching, if you're in a crowd, if you're in your home, it doesn't make any difference. Because that reverence and that awe was coming from your heart to God, that you loved Him, that you respected Him, that you was ashamed of what you had done. And it weighed on you, and that it doesn't seem that it's present anymore. We've numbed our minds and our hearts to the things that's going on in the world. We've numbed it, and we've just accepted it. We've allowed it to penetrate into our lives. It's okay. Everybody else does it. But God is still God. He's still an all holy, all righteous God. He hasn't changed. And when He looks down at us and He looks down at our hearts and our reverence and our service to Him, when He looks at us in our day-to-day lives, when we're outside in this world, does he see shame and reproach in our hearts and our lives when we see these things that's going on in the world? Does He sense or see a fear or a reverence to Him for what He is and what He's done for us in our lives? I hope He does, but I'm afraid He don't. He don't in me like I should, I know. It's important as we consider these things and we just think about these things. You know that when it speaks of there's no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. We're perfect there. Perfect love. That's to be omitting sin out of your life. You omit those things that would be a hindrance to you in serving God. And considering we serve a righteous and holy God, that'll cut down on a whole lot of the stuff that we do. A whole lot of it. You think about just God wants us to have a relationship. And I listed a bunch of stuff here that come to my mind. Just coming to church on Sunday. Paying your tithes to God. Helping people. Telling people about Jesus. How we dress. How we act. What we say. How we pray. There's a whole list of things that you could come up with. How we act around children. How do children act around their elders? Respect. All these things that's taught in the Word of God. When we're doing the things that God teaches us to do, He's pleased with us. That's a good relationship. And as long as we're doing that, we're pretty good. We're in pretty good shape. I'm going to turn over here in the book of Psalms. And, it says over here in the 55th book of Psalms something that just rang pretty clear. Says, God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. I believe that we serve an all-loving God. And I believe far too many times, just because we haven't received a chastening hand for a sin that we know that we've committed, something that we know that we've done, just because it didn't, as soon as we sinned, that the Lord just didn't chastise us right then, that we didn't receive punishment, just as old saying is, Johnny on the spot right there, that we think that the Lord didn't see it maybe. Or the Lord don't know anything about it. He missed that one. And all of a sudden, that fear factor leaves us just a little bit. That reverence for an almighty God that's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Because we don't get that chastisement just right there and right then, we think we can get away with it again. We can do it a little more. We can go a little further next time. We can go a little further next time. But it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way, I'll tell you. Lord sees it all. He knows it all. I pray, all of us, just consider this message that the Lord's given me this morning. I'm just as much in the boat as anybody else is. It's something we all need to take in consideration. It's because the Lord wants to have a good relationship with us. He truly does. But He can't do that if we're not doing what we're supposed to do. God bless y'all. That's my thoughts this morning. Would it be a thought or a word on anyone's heart? Something else. If not, all standing will be dismissed. I don't know. Are we going to...
Well, we still want to... if, I don't know what, whatever the church, whatever the will of the church is. I mean, we've said, I didn't know that Old Pass wasn't startable Thursday night. And I was just going to mention to the church if we wanted to turn out to go, I didn't know they started Thursday night. If we want to come back tonight, it's fine with me. We'll come back tonight. If I know Union Hill will still be going on. Brother Brent Hall, Brother Brad Adams up there in Gallatin. That's still going on tonight. It's whatever the will of the church is. It's fine with me. I don't care. I'll probably go there if I don't come here tonight. Yes, but I mean that's me. It's whatever the will of the church is. It's fine with me. I'm not going to say one way or another, so somebody's going to have to say something. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Be good too.
Let's meet back.
You want to meet back? All right. Everybody good with that? Just meet back tonight here. We'll have singing. All right. I guess there's no. I don't get any opposition. I don't get anything, so I'm just assuming that's okay. I'm not a mind reader, so we'll go with it. We'll go with that. We'll be back here tonight, 6 o'clock. Have some singing. It'll be good. All hearts and minds free. All standing will be dismissed then. Cole Porter, would you dismiss us with a word of prayer, brother?
Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for letting us be back in your house today, Lord, and to keep us all together at your Lord's pace, and to help us all return tonight, Lord. Please help all those people who need you right now, Lord. Jesus, name for heaven.
Amen. Anybody don't know, that was a young man got saved during revival over here.